Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I know it's just August. Still encouraging everyone to see The Taming of the Shrew, starring Sandra Roberts as Catherine. There's still time to see an old-fashioned family murder. Chautauqua still has August Wilson's How I Learned What I Learned monologue going down at the beautiful Bratton Theater. But you know what's on my mind? Curtain Up is next month.
Wait a minute. Summer's not over.
I know. You got to plan ahead. We're nowhere near Labor Day. But the 14th, September the 14th, a new star inducted in the Plaza of Stars. And it will be, drumroll, do you want to say the name?
Meg Quinn, Theater of Youth.
Longtime artistic director of Theater of Youth. And interestingly, there at the very, very beginning, when Rosalind Kramer and Tony Smith Wilson went to that fateful children's theater conference, I believe in Albany, and drove back and conceived the idea to have a children's theater in Buffalo, New York. And Meg was one of Roz's students up at Rosary Hill. Remember Rosary Hill?
Yes, I do. It's right across from my high school. My high school, which had Ivy and looked like a college, and Rosary Hill, which was a college that looked like a high school, but they're still chugging.
And better known as?
Damon College.
Damon. From Rosary Hill to Damon. Very manly. So that will be lovely. And then that Friday, Curtain Up. And so we look forward to that. We'll be hearing lots more and teasing it little by little by little. Coming up, David Bondreau, the late artistic director of Lancaster Opera House, will be memorialized on his birthday, which is
Saturday, August 15th, starting at 11 a.m. and going till whenever. No tickets necessary. People are invited to simply show up.
And I guess in the great spirit of artistic leadership, it seems to be a kind of a fundraiser. There'll be Broadway Karaoke and Legacy fundraiser, basket raffles 50-50. You don't have to buy an admission, but there'll be lots of opportunities to express your appreciation with your generosity and celebrating the life and legacy of David Bondreau at the Lancaster Opera House, August the 15th. Yes.
Now, Tony, I remember when I first started doing Theater Talk with you, you said to me, and you know the first rule of theater, and I jumped in naively with, the show must go on, and you said, no, first rule is, never give money back.
No refunds, no exchanges, that's correct.
So the theater has always been about...
It's show business. That is not the only thing driving the theater. There are very commercial theaters that do that, but that's what the small not-for-profit theater movement is all about, giving people a quality artistic product for less than it actually costs to produce it. But you have to remain sustainable. So that's part of the deal, whether through donations or foundation support or government support or however it's done, it must be sustainable. So I think that honoring David by helping keep Lancaster Opera House sustainable and available to the community is a beautiful thing.
Well, I always like to write a check. Then I don't have to feel guilty, no matter what's happening.
Well, you don't have to feel guilty, but I suppose that if you write a check, you won't.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, we finally got around to streaming Hamnet. It's a story about Shakespeare and his wife, and it ends with a little bit of a production of Hamlet. Have you seen it? What did you think?
No. Oh. No, I've not seen it.
Well, I have to admit, it has a slow start as we meet the young family. But at the end, oh my, I teared up. It is so moving.
Aww.
When young Hamlet's mother sees a character named Hamlet in front of her on the stage, and she reaches out her hands across the footlights, and he takes her hands. Oh, what a moment.
Indeed. Cheap sentiment is so potent.
Oh, don't ruin it for me. It was wonderful. Anyway, it's streamable for folks who have not
fabulous.
Seen Hamnet.
I should pick that up. The other thing that I really want to see, Fallen Angels is available in theaters, the Broadway production of the Noel Coward 1925 comedy with Kelly O'Hara and Rose Byrne.
Wow.
The video clips look incredible. I was not able to catch that at the Roundabout Theater in New York, but 90 minutes of delicious Noel Coward.
And I read that the opening weekend of the Hadestown live to film outsold the opening weekend of Hamilton live to film when that occurred.
Wow.
So I think it has legs. So folks, if you didn't catch Hadestown, look around. There might be another opportunity.
And Hadestown continues on Broadway. If you're in New York, you can continue to see the Broadway production. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.